Take a listen to when Brian made that ridiculous noise out of nowhere. We still don't understand.
If approved by 4:30.
If approved.
Jerry Richardson was grabbing me.
What was that? It was some weird read. I forget what that was.
Cherry's Berries or something?
No,
maybe?
It definitely wasn't. You're not getting berries approved. It was some sort of loan thing. Oh. I don't know, something like that.
If approved by by 4:30.
That's so weird. I still don't. I mean, that is, you got to bring that to your doctor. Bring that audio to your doctor.
I am.
All right, so Bogish was in the bathroom when we were trying to find him last segment to do our Gio and Jones trivia question.
He was negotiating the release of the chocolate hostages.
So you can say that, but I can't say fart.
Stop! I know. It's amazing. Really is. You are an amazing individual. All right, so I've got another one. I got this answer, too. I'm good at this. I got back-to-back ones. Oh. I know I'm right about this one.
Who is the...
Oh, wait a second. You're ruining the whole bit.
How am I ruining it?
Because we've got who Mikey B... No, stop it.
We who got, is
no!
The...
We're
going to throw a roll of paper towel.
All right.
I'm going to fur you.
There's a very strict rule here.
Who is the...
No! Hit the music, Pete. All right. Relax over there.
Okay.
Is it me or is the music lower today?
It's lower.
Thanks, Pete. And then Mike asks us the question.
Oh.
Mike, go ahead. Oh, by the way, I should explain. Gio and Jones trivia question. This is the second to last one.
Yes.
Mike has come up with one each one of our last shows.
I've gotten the last two.
No, you have not.
Yes, I have.
You did not get the last one.
I got the one yesterday.
Welcome, by God.
Did you get the one yesterday?
And I got Kevin Dexter.
Oh, you were the one who didn't get the one yesterday.
Correct.
No, you have not. Yes, I have.
I apologize. I apologize.
You have not.
How was people going to see it?
I know.
No, you have not.
I didn't think you did. Now I know you did. All right.
Yes.
But you're not going to get this one.
Yeah, whatever.
And I got this one. And I got the one yesterday, too.
Right.
That was an easy one. That was a silly easy one. This one a little bit harder. Oh, and I got it.
There's some athletes on the program, so we got to lower it down.
What? Huh?
Never mind.
Is your mic lower now, too? Why does everything seem low to me right now? To put his mic up. Very quiet. Everything's very
Hello.
Quiet out there. All right, go ahead and answer the question.
Who is the only Philadelphia Eagle that joined the show while this player was in season?
It's grammatically confusing.
That is very true. That's part of the charm of the Mikey B. Gio and Jones show.
Who is the only Philadelphia Eagle to join us while he was playing currently?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Nice translation, Greg.
All right. No problem. I know the answer to this, so I'm going to lay out this one.
It was the lone snapper.
No.
You talking about John Dorenbos?
Yes.
No, it was not him.
Hassan Abubakar.
No, wasn't it?
Jordan Matthews.
No. I want to say Brian Billick again, but I don't think he was
gosh.
An Eagle.
quit with the John. Man. Anyway, yeah.
Alshon Jeffrey. No.
I don't know how I remembered this, but I did.
You did a minute on it.
Riley Cooper.
Did a minute on it?
You did a minute on it.
Yeah, I mean.
CBS Sports Minute. CBS Sports Minute.
Was it Idi Amin?
No, it's not Idi Amin.
Oh, I know it. I know it. That was the giveaway.
Mm. Give me another hint.
I know it.
You do know it?
I do.
You want to write it down and see if you're right?
Justin Tuck?
Yeah. Hmm? No, not Justin Tuck.
Justin Tuck? Never an Eagle.
Hook. I didn't say that.
Hook him.
No hint.
Mo Bamba. No.
Jordan Hicks?
No.
Oh, Rocca.
No.
No? Oh, I don't know it.
No, you don't know
it. I don't know it.
I didn't say hook him. There's only one Longhorn on there.
Oh, it feels so good to know the answer.
Another hint.
No more hints. I didn't get a single hint, and I got it.
Did a minute on him.
Yeah.
He came on at the 640 segment.
Oh.
That's surveys.
Nope. Wasn't him either, Brian. Some weird guesses out of you this morning. Very odd. If you're just joining us, we're 6 minutes into Gio and Jones trivia.
What's his tummy? Shia LaBeouf?
No, Brian, it's not Shia LaBeouf. You have any more guesses?
Abdul Smith?
More, right?
All right.
Carlos Delgado.
All right.
Gariola.
Jay Gariola.
That wasn't Jay Gariola. Are you ready for this answer?
Yes.
We have the audio of it. I'll tell you who it is so you believe me that I knew.
Gordon D.
No, Brian, let me answer.
Carlos Delgado.
I believe the answer to this is Emmanuel Acho.
Oh, damn. Hook 'em horn.
Joining us right now to talk about the Chip Kelly firing as former Eagles linebacker released just a month ago during Thanksgiving week by the Eagles. That's Emmanuel Acho. Emmanuel, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Get out of here. You're fired.
You know what? Question is wrong.
Close enough.
Right. Not close enough.
I would have gotten Acho, but I knew he was released.
You said a player.
I had to play the audio anyway. It was close enough.
It was not close enough. It's misleading.
Yeah, you know, I got it with it being misleading. I had forgotten he'd been released. But you're right about that, Bogus.
That's misleading.
You're right. It is.
Come on. You suck at this.
I'm going back to the bathroom.
Take him with you.
But he's still technically correct on the rundown.
No, it's not. That is wrong.
He was a Philadelphia Eagle. Yeah, he joined us during the season.
Oh, no.
No, the question was, what active Eagle came on during the season?
I only missed Mr. Perfect. Oh, yeah.
I'm not Mr. Perfect, but I know how to phrase a question.
I know how to phrase a question. Everything's grammatically correct.
You know what? When you're over 30, correct grammar and you're a broadcaster is helpful. Maybe you could host with Greg next week if you could actually form a sentence and say it confidently.
I could do a better job than you, Boger.
Do it. Neither one of us is allowed to work next week, so apparently neither one of us.
I hope you go with them.
I'd love to go with them.
Me too, to be honest.
That bogus mocking voice vaulted itself into top three moments of the show's history immediately.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was that?
That was my Andrew.
That was me.
How does that come out of you? I've never heard you do a voice ever, and that just flowed out of you.
Maybe I've done it before.
I mean, that is talk about pent-up anger.
Yeah.
I mean, you really let loose on that one.
You're still wrong.
Yeah, I still win. Yeah. Pete, how many times have you heard that voice just between the two of you during the show?
That voice?
Yeah.
Not as pronounced like that. That was unbelievable.
It wasn't a good impersonation. It was just a mocking voice. I mean, Mike doesn't do anything. Like, he doesn't mock, or at least around me he does. He probably mocks the hell out of us in the control room, but geez.
Sorry, Andrew.
No,
don't apologize to me. Apologize to the bit. You ruined it.
Right.
It was a terrible question.
That was a lot of frustration. I really...
It really was a lot of
frustration. Well, let's just get it out. We don't have too many shows left.
No, I just did.
Get it out. That's it? You got it all out?
I love Andrew. I really do.
Don't lie.
I know. I really do love Andrew.
You do not love Andrew. Quit lying.
We're almost best friends.
I'm being serious.
Yeah, you do not.
Yes, I do.
No, you do not.
No, they like each other.
Yes,
there is a little bit of something there. Like,
I think when you work with somebody for 3 years and Andrew gets on me all the time, definitely there's some pent-up emotion there. But I do love Andrew. I respect him. He's a great colleague. He's a great father.
He's a great friend.
I could have carpooled with him
and
for
then
years.
You Mr. Perfect.
Yeah, give me Simple Jack back.
Those were insults. I mean, Bonkish fighting back going, you know, when you're over 30 years old, being grammatically correct in the broadcasting business is something that you... That was amazing. Post that separately.
Oh, man.
You might have to post
whatever.
That separately on the
Yo,
site
you got
today.
Your subject verb agreement down, man. Come on.
Another promo.
Yeah, I know. Just keep pumping out those promos.
Yeah, we're going to need them.
Does that mean I didn't get it right then?
You got it right.
No, that's wrong. That's so misleading. That doesn't count.
You would not have had it anyway.
You would have never remembered
it.
Yes, it was poorly phrased, but you would not have had it.
No, no, no. It was poorly phrased when you announced the question to begin with.
I didn't do a good job.
The question was inherently wrong in its nature.
Who was the only Philadelphia Eagle that joined us during the season? He wasn't even a damn Eagle when he joined us.
Yeah, he was nobody.
Wait a minute. Hold on, S.A.
My bad.
If I didn't play the audio, none of that would have happened either. I just would have said it was Emmanuel Acho, and that was it. Played the audio.
That was poorly phrased.
I agree. I don't disagree.
All right, so
but I still
count.
Don't think you would have gotten the answer.
I would have gotten the damn answer.
Why can't we just be honest? Yeah, the question sucked. It was terrible.
I would have gotten the answer.
But you wouldn't have had it.
Yes,
why
I
didn't
would
you
have.
Say, like, well, Emmanuel Acho, but he just got released. Why didn't you say that?
You didn't say that either because you didn't know he'd been released.
But
you
I remembered Emmanuel Acho.
He was a current Eagle when he joined us.
Right, you sold That's it like we got inferred. An Eagle out of a meeting and he came on the air with us.
Make sure you check that anger out there, okay?
I did a CBS Sports Minute on Emmanuel Acho.
You did, yes.
What in the hell was
you
it
didn't
about?
You know that. Being
Chip
released?
Kelly. Yeah. He said some comments about Chip Kelly. That's why we had him on.
Must have been a light day.
No.
Seriously.
Wait, hold on, man. What do you mean a light day just
here comes
the
pizza anger.
Yeah. What do you got against Emmanuel Acho? My ass. Spit it out.
I'd like to see a Brian minute.
What'd he say?
I'd like to see a Brian minute. That'd be funny, actually.
You about to get a minute. Ass whipping in a minute.
It is the best.
And die for it.
Mind you, this is the last time we're all together doing a show. Everybody's screaming at each other. Pete trying to fight Brian and stuttering.
That fight won't be long. I'm sorry, Brian.
Wait, what? Now he's apologizing. What is going
no
on?
More apologies, okay? Jesus. You name it and claim it. You mean it. Like when I said goodbye to you this morning.
De-escalate a situation and not allow anger to get the best of
it. Oh, shut the hell up. Ain't no de-escalating. It's all in popping now. Sometimes you got to let it out.
We need a show photo.
No.
Hey, out there. How's your anger tool?
Listen, I'm going to be on television every day. I got enough of that.
Yeah. Photo.
A terrible photo. Don't need that on the internet. Yeah. Unless it's a before and after
take
picture.
Take your ass to Olin Mills. Get your photo. Look at this photograph.
You want to make me mad now, don't you, Pete? I'm the only one left here. Hasn't gotten angry this segment.
Oh, sorry. That's a trivia question.
My favorite thing in the world. Oh, now stop. Don't even do this to me. My favorite thing ever is when Pete thinks he's making an innocent joke. It offends Brian. Brian yells at him and Pete goes,
it sounded like 4 o'clock.
Couldn't get anything out. I mean, what? Sound like a damn terrier up in there. Oh, okay. Coming up next.
Mucus.
That's coming up now.
It's getting hot and heavy up here. I mean, we're just going to have to just get it on. Why not? Come on.
Say what?
We're talking about sex.
No, we're not.
What are you talking about? Hot and heavy. We've got to get it on.
We're not talking about sex. What do you want to say?
That's what I heard. What? Like, we might as well. Like, no, we might.
Fight.
No. Pervert.
Sex.
Yeah, jeez.
What is wrong with you guys?
I don't want the seatbelt, Brian. I don't want it. I don't like wearing a seatbelt.
Go ahead. Take that seatbelt.
We're coming right back.
Greg Giannotti, Brian Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Mikey B, fresh off of attacking Bogish, was attacking Sean Marash in the break, the DA producer, who was also getting on his case for messing up the trivia question. Yeah. And he's, shut up, Marash! He screamed at him in the break. It was
What's wrong with you, man?
It's getting ugly. Today's supposed to be a happy day. We're all together for the last time. It's supposed to be like a, you know, reminiscing, nostalgic, fun day, and you're ruining it by just setting everybody on fire.
Yeah, I told him to worry about his own show.
Because you have two to worry about, you said.
It was a joke.
I know.
What, this one and the next one?
The next one, yeah. He said, I got to worry about my two shows. You worry about yours. I didn't ask for your opinion.
My two shows.
What a...
It was a joke.
Bad one.
Oh, he also played the "that was on purpose" card with me about
that.
The,
was a joke too. All right, yeah. Let's stop picking on me. All right.
Well, how about you stop joking? What spawned this?
That's funny.
Again, people need to see your face so badly.
I know, this is true. They've missed out on so many moments. All right, Bogus, you got an update for us?
Oh, I do. We almost got bonus Falcons Bucks last night.
Here's the kick by Murray. It's got the leg. It's got the leg. It's got the leg. It is no good. Wide to the right. And the 55-yard effort misses by just a little bit.
Gene Deckerhoff on Bucks Radio. Patrick Murray's miss gave the Falcons a much-needed 24-21 win in regulation in Tampa Bay on Monday Night Football. Atlanta had to sweat out the win despite leading by 10 earlier in the fourth after Devontae Freeman's 32-yard touchdown run. He put up 126 on the ground, added 68 receiving as his team won for the fifth time in 6 weeks to stay a game behind the Saints and Panthers in the NFC South. Atlanta plays in New Orleans this weekend. That Falcon win means the Packers cannot make the playoffs. Jerry Richardson has given up day-to-day control of the Panthers. Tina Becker takes over as chief operating officer. And Panthers linebacker Thomas Davis suspended 2 games for Sunday's illegal block on Packers receiver Devontae Adams. The Lakers held Kevin Durant to 6-for-25 shooting in regulation. Unfortunately for them, there was also overtime.
Durant with 7 on the shot clock. Waves Thompson away. Here comes KD. Left side. Crossover. Deep 2. Got it! Top of the circle 2. 6.4 to go.
Timmy Roy, Warriors Radio. Golden State winning its 9th straight. 116-114 when David West blocked Lonzo Ball at the buzzer. All after the Lakers retired Kobe Bryant's numbers 8 and 24. Phoenix got a 97-91 win in Dallas last night. The Thunder got by the Nuggets 95-94. Minnesota held off Portland 108-107. And the Rockets took care of the Jazz 120-99. 14th straight win for the Rockets, a season-high 33 points from Eric Gordon. College Hoops, number 14, Kansas took care last night of Nebraska Omaha 109-64. Another big night for our guy
Fish
Mikhailuk. He had 26 points on 6 threes. Elsewhere, number 2, Michigan State roughed up Houston Baptist 107-62. Number 12, Gonzaga, 101-71 win over IUPUI. And number 18, Arizona down North Dakota State 83-53. Baseball free agent ready, Yu Darvish confirming a meeting yesterday in Dallas with the Cubs. Meanwhile, in Miami, there are unhappy Marlins.
And who is Christian Yelich?
He is reportedly hoping to speak later this week again with Marlins president of baseball operations, Michael Hill, about the future of the team after the latest fire sale. Catcher JT Realmuto is also reportedly unhappy and has maybe even asked for a trade.
Christian Yelich wants to meet with somebody. Really? Really? Really, dude, enjoy your time off. Don't worry about meeting with your
enjoy
ass.
Enjoy your family.
Yeah, enjoy your family.
Eat the big old tucker. Well, he's known for eating something else, but... I mean, don't you...
He got hacked by his twin.
Oh, right, of course. You can't get on the guy for wanting to know what's happening with his team. He wants to know what's going on.
You okay?
He doesn't. You don't think that he should care about what's going on with the organization and trading all his friends away?
Yeah, he should care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And quiet. This Christian Yelich dude is hungry. Not anymore.
I guess there was hockey last night. I can give you that.
Give me some hockey, dog.
Pittsburgh lost in Colorado 4-2.
What the brothers do?
The Kings beat the Flyers 4-1, snapping Philly's 6-game winning streak. Friends?
They did nothing. Okay. That's quick.
Well, I mean, he didn't look for the black hockey players.
Why not?
Stat lines in this particular update.
There's a newsletter, and there was none last night, so I'm assuming Wayne Simmons had a night off.
Muhammad in the crease.
Yeah. Black ice. .com. Your online database for minority hockey. This little tab's full blooded. Fjord like. You can go right there. Maybe that's. Is that what you're doing? Yeah. With all your extra time?
That's my dog! Yeah, me and Kevin Weeks, we're going to partner.
Put together Black Ice.
Black Ice. Oh, man.
Who said we couldn't do it? All right.
Yes, you crossed the black line.
So Adam Richman's going to join us in about 15 minutes or less.
Mm-hmm.
Now hosting Secret Eats. And his Man vs. Food show is back, but he's not doing it anymore.
Nah.
He did the first two seasons himself. And then he did a third season where he was there, but other people did the challenges. And now they have a new host who's doing the challenges. And the guy's not Adam Richman. So I wonder what he's thinking about that.
He's moved on, I'm sure. And I'm happy for him because that could not have been healthy.
No, I know. He stopped doing it. I wonder what he thinks of the new host.
Probably the same thing we'll think of the people who come after us.
No, I mean, I don't know. His thing.
I know it was his thing, and he would you was
it's a totally
human being
different
thing.
Show.
I agree, but you were that was your show, and you would like to believe that the job you did was outstanding, which it was, because that's why we tuned in. And now you've moved on. You wish those who come after you luck, but you don't want them to necessarily do better than you did, right?
Probably not. No, of course
but
not.
But you're not going to hate on them, right?
No. You wouldn't do that.
All right.
No, I'm just saying it's different, though, because the next show here is a totally different show with a new name. That show is still called Man vs. Food, where they do the same thing. That's why it's different, you know? So, all right. I saw a headline. We have the sports shows on here in the studio on the TV, and we'll have whatever network, sometimes NFL Network and others, that are on the TV. And I saw a headline up there. It says, "Tough choice for Packers." And it was pictures of Aaron Rodgers and will he play? How is this a tough choice? You sit him down. You do not have him play in these last two games. Are you crazy? They've been officially eliminated from the playoffs. I didn't think he should have come back last week because of their chances to make the playoffs, and he's in harm's way. He luckily got out of that game healthy, and now you're telling me you're actually thinking about this guy playing?
They got to him a lot, and I'm sure everyone was like me cringing every time he took a hit. And, I mean, this was some solid contact that was placed upon Aaron Rodgers, and he came out, okay, yeah, of course he's going to be sore. He hasn't been hit in a long, long time, hadn't been out there running around. He was going to be sore regardless whether or not the defenders got to him or not. So I think Aaron Rodgers is going to want to play. The guy loves playing, and I say throw him back out there. And if that offensive line struggles again to keep him safe, keep him out of harm's way, yeah, you pull him, but I see him playing.
But for what reason?
Because you play football and he wants to play. He's not worried about next season. He wants to be a part of these last two games.
But, all right, so if you get hurt, then next season is a question again. He only has X amount of years in the league. It's two games when you're eliminated. Well,
you're worried about the collarbone, right? Which he
of
just,
course.
Okay. You'll have plenty of time in the offseason to heal it.
Well, not if he hurts it again. I mean, I just think it's foolish. There's no reason
to
do
this. So you wouldn't play him?
Of course I wouldn't have played him when they had a chance to make the playoffs. It was just, it felt like a rush job. And to me, there's no reason. He's too important. Have this time off. Don't put yourself in harm's way. It's a violent game. This season didn't work out for you. It was a bad situation. It was unlucky that your body fell in that particular way and ended up hurting yourself. Take it for what it is and go home now. And this is, I feel like I'd be saying this as a Packers fan now too, especially with them eliminated. I wouldn't know how. I bet you if I was a Packers fan without them eliminated, I'd say, yeah, come back and let's go on a magical run because he's capable of it. Now, no way. Absolutely not. It's just not worth it. So we'll see how the Packers end up handling that. So there was some article in the New York Times about how the Pentagon has a secret UFO program.
Mm-hmm.
So I read most of this
Area
article.
51?
Yeah, well, that's I don't know if that's a part of this particular thing, but they had video of like some UFO that was flying around. Some Air Force guys were like, what is that? Is it a drone or what? Well, look at it pivot. It's too big to be a drone. All these things. It was going bizarre stuff, right? But I'm thinking, like, why are we keeping this a secret? This is what drives me crazy. Let's say there is some questions out there, things we can't explain that are going on with UFOs or potential alien life or something landed and we did a test on it or something, whatever. Why does this have to be a secret? Why can't we tell everybody about
right.
this?
Yeah, why is it a secret? I'm with you.
Everything else is out in the open for the most part.
What are you hiding from us?
I mean, just tell us. So like when I hear like Pentagon's secret UFO program, millions of dollars go into this thing. Just tell us what's going on.
For those out there who would think you're cuckoo for doing this, is that why you're hiding it? If you're searching for other life forms, okay, we get it. You're searching for other life forms.
It's fine.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's a big place. I think it's cool that you're doing that.
Right.
I think it's great that you're not ignoring the fact that there could be aliens running around somewhere.
Yeah.
Man. And I want to know.
I just don't want to meet them. But, I mean, unless they're cool.
You don't know, man. You don't. They could be really cool. They could do all sorts of stuff. You know.
No, I don't know.
I mean, they could fly, and they could be like the new Uber, and
oh, okay,
you know, you hop on one of these aliens.
Oh, they got some different technology,
right? Stuff like that.
Okay,
you never know.
May not be as creepy as we've portrayed them throughout the centuries
they
of movies.
Can't be any worse than us.
I would think about it. Yeah.
Can they be any worse than humans? Probably not. Yeah. So,
all right.
I don't know.
Let's bring it out of the shadows and let's talk about this thing.
Did you read the whole article? Mike, I didn't get a chance to read the whole thing.
Not the whole thing.
Did you read any of it?
I read part of it.
How much?
I read none of it.
Did you really read none of it?
I didn't read it.
You just linked it?
I just linked it. I didn't read it.
See, I read like halfway through it. I wanted to know if there was anything else. And then all this stuff happened with the show and everything else. I didn't read the whole thing. All right.
What the hell?
I was going to see if Mike could help me out with the story, but I guess he can't.
Why didn't you see if I could help you out?
Because
you didn't read it either.
Nope.
Why would you assume that? What am I doing?
Why would you assume that?
What, did you didn't read it?
Yeah.
Because you ignore that pre-show email like the plague. That's why. Mike puts little notes in there for you.
Oh, does he?
Little things, little anecdotes.
Little digs.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff. You never notice it. So that's why I know. Mm. So I know you didn't read it.
Well, how about if I do notice it, I just don't want to let him know that I notice it.
That's a lie.
I don't want to give in.
Well, I mean, that's a nice little defense, but it's a lie. It's what that is. There's no doubt. You just don't, you know, look. Mm. It's all right. It's fine. It's okay. It's the way you do things. But I got no help here. Pete, you didn't read the thing, did you?
I did not know.
Oh, okay.
I'll read it in the break.
Oh, thanks. Well, we have a guest coming up, though. So
bummer.
He's going to read it in the break. It's a pretty lengthy article, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought so. But I don't know, because I said I didn't read the whole thing. At least I read some of it. Coming up next, Adam Richman. Used to be with Travel Channel, Man vs. Food. Now host of Secret Eats. More secrets. I don't understand. On the Cooking Channel. We're coming right back.
Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Joining us right now, Adam Richman, host of Secret Eats on the Cooking Channel. And he has been a two-time, three-time Gio and Jones guest.
Yeah.
And he is the host, of course, of Secret Eats. You've probably seen him also on Man vs. Food, which will be airing, Secret Eats will be airing on the Cooking Channel starting January 9th with back-to-back episodes at 10 p.m. Eastern and 10:30 p.m. Eastern. We love Adam Richman.
Yes,
Adam,
we do.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I am excellent, and I have a lump in my throat this whole interview knowing that I am on the penultimate episode. I've actually written a poem for the occasion, so I didn't know if there were interview questions you wanted to ask me, but I did compose something special just for this occasion.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
May I?
Yeah, yes. Please.
In the radio game, some have risen to fame and become radio's glitterati. There has been one pair that is beyond compare, Brian Jones and Greg Giannotti. Oh! Gio and Jones, as they're commonly known for humor, insight, and sports, for Coop's picks and for Glee, and interviews with me, and detailed football reports. But as a fan of the fan, it's hard to understand how there are so many greats now departing. It's Gio and Jones, and they're not alone. This friend second, also Craig Carton. But I'm not here for the drama. Save that for your mama. I'm here for Brian and Greg. Guys, your show is so fun. One of the best interviews I've done, and I'm not pulling your leg. So thank you for the chance to join me in your dance and be part of your story. Whatever follows for you and whatever you do, just know you went out with style and with glory. For Brian, the hours were a grind to rise and to shine and to leave the house as early as 3. And Gio, stay with the plan, and you stay with the fan right here in NYC. Now, tell me I'm kooky, tell me I'm cray, but unless I'm mistaken, I see with Gio and Jones now leaving their home, there's a time slot that's now going free. Now, I wasn't a cult, and I wasn't a saint, and I never went to UT, and I'd be full of it if I sent a new pit, and it's sports, like Reggie G. But one thing is true, and it's out of the blue, but it's something I learned from you guys. If you're smart and have fun, you'll entertain everyone, make them think, and open their eyes. I don't know what fans got, but give me a shot. Yo, producers, just give me a listen. I don't know if it interests you, but this panda-shaped Jew is gung-ho, and he wants to audition. Oh, Greg or dear Bri, please think of me, guys, as I raise my glass and I toast. Two of the best, and whatever comes next, can I guest or maybe co-host? With love and respect from a pain in the neck and a fan of yours till the end, whether on air or in life, in good times and strife, I remain not only your fan, but your friend.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
That was unbelievable.
Awesome, man.
That was one of the coolest things. I'm not just saying this. That was one of the coolest things I've ever heard. I mean, for you to go for that much effort to get all that in there, to rhyme it, the details about our careers, what we're doing, where we're
going. Content
of
the show.
I mean, that was amazing, man. Thank you very much for that. I'm going to have that. I'm going to play that for my wife. I'm going to play that for my parents. That is tremendous. Thank you.
Of course. So honestly, thank you truly for always being so supportive of me, all my shows, and I do mean it in earnest. You guys consistently always been one of the interviews I've looked forward to doing the most. You guys have always been super professional, researched, were like up on my Instagram, like just really like a great professional interview in the most fun setting. And I for one am in the midst of the hell out of y'all.
Oh man, that is tremendous. And we appreciate you and all you do to help to or have done to help the show and been very open to coming in and the wee hours of the morning and sit in with us in studio and congrats on your latest success with Secret Eats. Tell us a little bit about this show and how it came about.
All right, so Secret Eats is about hidden restaurants and off-menu dishes all over the world. We did one season domestic, one season international. We shot in 16 cities in 14 countries and 5 continents, and it's all about hidden restaurants and off-menu dishes. So if Man vs. Food was the places that locals loved and recognized, the iconic places, these are the places that even the locals might not know about. So a restaurant with a hidden entrance, a dish you need a password to get, or that only those in the know can find. And so they're bringing it back from the Cooking Channel, starting the night, they're doing 2-episode Tuesdays starting at 10 p.m. And it's really incredible places that you don't normally think of as eating destinations, but will blow you away.
Gio and Jones with the great Adam Richman across the country on CBS Sports Radio. Check out Secret Eats, airing on the Cooking Channel starting January 9th with back-to-back episodes at 10 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. And Adam really cares about the production of these shows. He really cares about how it looks and where he goes, and he's one of the best in the business when it comes to shows like this. Now, I saw you post a couple of things. You mentioned how we're up on your Instagram. I'm always following you. And you posted a couple of Throwback Thursdays from the Man vs. Food days, and you saw the response was just overwhelming, so you ended up doing it again. So
I mean, that has to feel so good to have that in the past of your career and know that you did that so well and have people still respond to that. What is that like when you see all those people? Because it's been a few years now. I mean, you know, to see the people still hold on to those shows and still care so much about them.
It's humbling, and it's a big wake-up call in terms of, like, the responsibility that I have, because I couldn't afford cable till I got on cable. And the fact that people were willing to invest 22 and a half minutes with my punk ass every Wednesday back in the day, when there were like literally 900 plus other channels, that there's like, you have to step up your game to be viable. And especially because it's been so long that these restaurants are still flourishing, these mom and pop restaurants have been doing well as a result. It's really humbling. And it's one of those things that you just, gratitude has to be the attitude, and that's why, like, I'm so happy that my new show is getting Second Life on Cooking Channel, because, you know, when these shows do well, it's not just that Adam's career, but every restaurant does well. My camera guys, my sound guys get work because we get to make more of them. So it's a really special thing when people believe in a show, and to have been part of it a couple times is a big honor.
Got staying power, my friend. Now, Secret Eats reminds me of a place in Austin, Torchy's, which has just some dynamite breakfast tacos and just tacos.
At a gas station.
Yeah, Torchy's is unbelievable, man. And they have this secret menu that a lot of people are not aware of. And you ask for that bad boy and you get some unbelievable cuisine. So how many, all these restaurants you have charted, how many actually have a secret menu? Are they just not well known by the locals?
Tons. In fact, we filmed in Austin. They aired. Austin was such a popular episode. It was like on demand. Like, they ordered it again. But we found places like Frank in downtown Austin or Casino El Camino on 6th.
Yep.
That has like an off-the-menu burger. Frank has a whole secret menu. There's a, on Brazos, there is a former firehouse that's now a youth hostel that has a hidden speakeasy in it with a whole secret menu attached to it. So there's actually quite a few more, and everyone's like, well, if they show it on your show, how secret is it? And these restaurants are able to pivot and do either a different entrance, or like there's a place in Atlanta where the secret menu is only available Fridays and Saturdays, and only if you sit in one of 6 stools at the bar. It's crazy. They all have their little gimmicks, and it's really kind of fascinating how they tweak them and alter them to keep the locals as interested as the travelers.
Gio and Jones with Adam Richman. And one of the things I've always said about watching you on these shows that I find you different than the other guys is the performance that you have. Because, it, of course, going to the right places, featuring the right places, and the food is one thing. But it's also the entertainment value of the host. You don't usually get that to your level every time with these shows. The responsibility of that and the pressure that you have to deliver every time, what's that like when you're preparing for Secret Eats or anything else that you're doing?
You know what the thing is? We literally, the production team, it's almost like a showdown. We pick a date. We're given the cities, in this case, by the network, because they wanted us to have, you know, certain episodes in cities that the market, you know, that they've just acquired channels in that market. So we ended up filming in places that perhaps I might not have chosen, like Moscow, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, things like this. So then Warsaw. So what we had done was we each did research, me and my other story producers, and literally it's like we sit there like a showdown trying to out-hidden each other, going like, all right, I got a place where the door is actually a mail slot, and it's only open on Wednesdays from 2 to 4, and you can get a hamburger. And like someone else is like, I got a place where the pasta is actually served to you through a hole in the wall, but only during the lunar eclipse. You know, like, and everyone's trying to like out-cool each other, and then you eventually try to find 4 awesome places, 4 dishes that are representative of that city and still make a good episode.
So what are some of the more unique spots that you were able to find?
Oh my God, in Singapore, for example, there's an awesome bar speakeasy thing in the back of a parking deck behind a movie theater. And these guys bought a bunch of the spots in this one overhang, and they made an arrangement with this movie theater where they gave them a chef, and they have these treats cooked, and the waitresses walk through the parking deck to bring you your food. But it's amazing and remarkable. There's a place in London that masks as a detective agency, and all there is one door in a really nondescript neighborhood. You go down, and you have to call them with a case, and you have to play along, and eventually, whatever case you have, they will eventually pull a lever and a secret wall opens, and then they have a hidden menu at that place. It's kind of amazing. In Warsaw, there's a government-owned pencil factory, and you have to go through these guarded areas and show your passport, and in the very back of it is like the best dairy and pizza restaurant I've ever seen. So there's quite a few like remarkable little hidden things that I found that are like in very unusual spots.
Check out Secret Eats. It'll be on the Cooking Channel starting January 9th with back-to-back episodes at 10 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Adam Richman, once again, we can't thank you enough for writing that poem and reading it to us on the air. That was one of the coolest things I've ever heard.
No, of course. Thank you guys again for always being so kind. And wherever the road leads, man, just know I get your back 100%. And thank you so much for letting me be part of your story, man.
Absolutely. Adam Richman.
Thank you, buddy.
One of the great.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
That, I mean, I can't get over that. I'm genuinely flattered by that.
Yeah, that he would take the time to compose that. That wasn't easy.
I'd hire that guy in a heartbeat if I could.
Wow.
And he called himself a panda-shaped Jew in his poem. It's amazing.
Oh, that was so cool.
Yeah.
Great.
Did they name a new show yet, or can he get a shot like he asked?
Yeah.
Listen, if I am ever a program director.
I'm hiring.
Yeah, that's
this
right.
This is going to be food galore.
All right, thanks to the great Adam Richman, John Beeson, Mikey B, Petey Meats, Pogish Pierno. Talk to you tomorrow. Gio and Jones, CBS Sports Radio.